from Simon & Schuster Audio. The Path Between the Seas. The Creation of the Panama Canal, 1870 to 1914. By David McCullough. Read by Edward Herman.
Book 1, The Vision, 1870 to 1894. The letter, several pages in length and signed by Secretary of the Navy George M. Robison, was addressed to Commander Thomas O. Selfridge. It was an eminently clear, altogether formal document, as expected, and had a certain majesty of tone that Commander Selfridge thought quite fitting. That he and the Secretary were personally acquainted, that they had in fact become pleasantly drunk together on one past occasion and vowed eternal friendship as their carriage rolled through the dark capital, were in no way implied. Nor is it important, except that Selfridge, a serious and sober man on the whole, was to wonder for the rest of his days what influence the evening may have had on the way things turned out for him. His own planning and preparations had already occupied several extremely busy months. The letter was but the final official directive. Navy Department, Washington, January 10, 1870. Sir, you are appointed to the command of an expedition to make a survey of the Isthmus of Darien.